Let's face it, size matters.
Truly epic proportions.
Especially when it comes to your financial talk.
I have a plan.
Quick sound bites and rush chatter won't help you.
Blah, 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 blah.
You want more details, more depth.
Concentrate. Focus power.
More to think about.
What do you think?
This is Money Life's Big Interview.
I think it's brilliant.
A meaningful conversation on money and markets.
This is why we're here.
So settle in.
I made you coffee.
You're going to be here a while.
Well, for as much time as we have, and the big interview is a big interview, we're not going to be able to do anything more than scratch the surface today, because we're really talking about the human brain in many respects today in its own way. My guest is C. Thomas Howard. Tom Howard is the director of research at Athena Invest. If you listen to the show regularly, he's been on a number of times in the Money Life Market Call talking about how they evaluate mutual funds and more. But today, he's here to talk about his recent book, Behavioral Portfolio Management: How Successful Investors Master Their Emotions and Build Superior Portfolios. Now, you've heard a little bit about those subjects in the last week or so on this show, right? We had Frederick Van Haverbeek, who's the author of Excess Returns. It's talking about great investors and comparing their methods. We had Richard Peterson from Market Psych Data talking about things. This book is very different from those, because it really gets into the how you can use that behavior to truly be a better investor. Not to, like, hey, go off and invest like Warren Buffett, which is much more what the other book is. This, much different. If you want more information, it's athenainvest.com to get more information on the firm. We'll have a link up for the book and its Amazon page at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. Tom Howard, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Jack.
I really like this book because ultimately it's sort of about how folks are failed by their own brains when it comes to investing. And we know it happens, and there's been plenty of research done that kind of shows here's the common mistakes. And yet, for the most part, people can't help themselves. You're really talking about how people can kind of program themselves or their portfolios to avoid it. Explain how it's supposed to work.
Well, we've evolved as human beings to survive many threats. And so we've been hardwired with various emotions, which have allowed us to survive for this long period of time. But unfortunately, those same emotions don't work very well when you're making investing decisions, because it tends to trigger the emotions, the fight and flight sort of emotions that you saw when, for example, or experienced whenever a saber-toothed tiger showed up, for example. And so you tend to view these situations as kind of life and death situations when indeed they are not. So you tend to make decisions that are not good. So the idea is to master those emotions. You're still going to have them. Everybody has them. You're going to master those emotions. You're going to try to release the emotional brakes to the greatest extent possible, and then build your portfolio based on very careful analysis of what's going on. And that's what we try to do here at Athena Invest. And we even go beyond that, because we recognize that's very difficult for people to do, that many still make highly emotional decisions. And we then study that very carefully and identify the resulting price distortions and build portfolios on that. And what is so fascinating about this is, as you suggest, Chuck, this is available to basically everybody. If you're able to master those emotions and study things carefully, you can build superior portfolios, which is a real surprise for me to say, because I was anchored in modern portfolio theory in my academic career and believe that very strongly. But over the last 20 years or so, the evidence has now turned against that idea, and really very strongly towards how important emotions are in making the decisions and also influencing the prices and markets.
That said, the book does talk about how successful investors master their emotions, but it's not really about you can invest like Warren Buffett. When you think about the emotions, and I talked about the other things that we've done on the show recently, and beyond that, there's things like the iBillionaire.com site, which is creating an ETF that supposedly is you can invest like a billionaire. Well, I don't believe I can, because I don't have $1 billion. But when you look at it, it's not really about following great investors. It's about the traits that make investors, large, small, or otherwise, great, right?
That's exactly right. Now, Warren Buffett is, of course, a well-known investor, so we often try to emulate him. But the research shows, in our research, we look at a wide range of active equity managers. There's lots of different ways of making money in the stock market and being successful in the stock market. The key is, again, that you've got to master your emotions and just follow a narrowly defined strategy consistently and take only high conviction positions over time. And those are really the keys to being successful as an individual investor. And so I'm convinced that the investors, if they move in this direction, can be very successful. We see it widely in active equity managers. They're tremendous stock pickers. They end up buying a whole bunch of stocks they shouldn't for other reasons. But if you just isolate on their best ideas, and those can be signaled by relative holdings, they indeed generate superior returns. So I think this is available to basically everybody who can make those can successfully master their emotions and then focus on those price distortions.
Okay. You've just, my audience now knows why I really like this book, because I say every day, there's no one right way. It's about you finding a way that you have the courage of your convictions in, you believing it. And it's why we bring on, you know, one day we've got a guy who's a trader and he's got a micro holding period. And the next day it's somebody who holds and their average holding period is 6 years or something. For investors who are trying to decide what approach they want to take, we always worry that our stupid brains will say, go to what's comfortable, and what's comfortable is what leads to the standard mistakes. But if they can find an investment approach, if it's what we say, find an approach that works for you, stick with it, all those other sorts of things, is that actually what you want to do? You want to find the investment approach, not the specific investments, but the approach that you are comfortable with, because that's the one you can stick to?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it doesn't really make any difference what you hold as long as it's consistent with your strategy. So you don't have to know. I mean, there's thousands of stocks out there. You don't have to know the stocks that you invest in other than that they meet your criteria. And your point about staying with what is comfortable is really a key issue. I often went through an exercise with my seminar participants or my classes and said, you know, pull out a piece of paper and write down every company you know. And you're lucky if you can name 100. And there's thousands and thousands of stocks out there. So, again, you're making a very good point that it's got to be a strategy that you're comfortable in, that you've thought about, you've done research on, you think it works, and you go buy the stocks. And whether you know them or not makes no difference. I go in my portfolio, which is the Athena Pure portfolio, which has done quite well over a long period of time. I even go to the extreme of buying the stock and then forgetting the name of the stock, because that's not important in the whole process. And it also it avoids attracting information about that company that I don't think is particularly relevant. I also forget the price of the stock, because there's lots of emotional decision rules that can be made if you remember what price you paid for the stock. So we talk about ruthlessly driving emotions out of the investment process. And so stocks that are familiar, that is not a good criteria for selecting a stock. You'll end up quite often being buying stocks that nobody knows, and that is the thing that if you hear anything, it may even be negative things about the stock. But based on your criteria, you think it's an awfully good investment and you're going to stick with it.
What that also means is that if somebody's looking for a newsletter, or they're looking for some sort of guidance, or they're hiring a financial advisor, the answer is you go with the program. You don't second guess the program. The idea here is that you took the program. It's not, you know, let me go off and see what I can do that makes it better. That's where we're outthinking ourselves, and we're basically making it that our brain is doing bad stuff for us.
Yeah.
Right. Makes our brain hurt.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I'm always amazed that as we manage our portfolio, and we've done very well, and these are the stocks we buy, and we buy it because of these criteria, we'll have investors looking and says, I don't want to buy that stock. I'm not going to put my money into that stock. And I'm going, okay, so why did you hire me if that's the way you're going to do it? But yes, don't second guess it. If it's a carefully thought out process that's had success, then that's what you stick with.
It is great stuff because it is one of the things that we talk about the most here. And honestly, we all know
the brain has to work overtime.
Yeah, your brain has to work overtime, and we want it to work the right way. Honestly, you don't want to be asking yourself this question.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
So use your brain to check out Tom Howard's book. It's Behavioral Portfolio Management, How Successful Investors Master Their Emotions and Build Superior Portfolios. Tom Howard, it's always a pleasure. We're going to have you back on to talk funds and ETFs in the Money Life Market Call in the not too distant future.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I enjoyed it.
Remember, Tom Howard is the Director of Research at Athena Invest. For more information, it's athenainvest.com. And if you want a link to the book, that's up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. Up next, we're heading for trouble. It's the Danger Zone. David Trainer from New Constructs in the house looking for trouble when the July 21st edition of Money Life continues right after this message.